This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Senator Dean Smith has circulated a private members bill he's constructed in collaboration with a handful of other Liberal MPs, with the hopes of pushing it through Parliament for a free vote on marriage equality. The bill will allow two people to marry regardless of their sex or gender, while still maintaining the right for religious ministers and religious service providers to refuse their services to same-sex couples in accordance with their beliefs. Through the bill, commercial businesses and non-religious organisations would be required to uphold civil law and not discriminate. And Rainbow Families Victoria has posted a new video via Twitter featuring their kids calling for a free vote on marriage equality. The video opens with children describing their diverse families. One girl says, "In my rainbow family, I have my mum, my other mum, my dad, my sister, my brother, my four chickens. Some people say you need a mum and a dad to raise you, but that's not the case." The video ends with a shot of the group holding rainbow flags and condemning the idea of a postal plebiscite vote, which has been championed by some members of the Liberal Party. And South Australian LGBTI couples and those who married overseas will be able to secure legal recognition on a new relationships register. The relationships register allows unmarried couples, whether in heterosexual or other relationships, to register their relationships and receive a certificate of registration. Overseas marriages of LGBTI couples can also be legally recognised. The register will ensure that people have a clear avenue to have their relationships legally recognised, and it will be easier for couples to seek access to entitlements and assert their rights, including in situations of a medical nature. And Victoria's Pride Centre has added black and brown stripes to its rainbow flag logo to help recognise Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander and non-Anglo-Saxon people in the LGBTI community. During its last meeting, the Pride Centre board noted the most recent More Colour, More Pride campaign in Philadelphia, which saw many flags adopt the new two colours over Pride Month to recognise queer people of colour. One board member said, "People of colour face severe and ongoing discrimination and oppression, and we want our welcome mat to have a specific hello for them." And the Australian Human Rights Commission's report on sexual assault and sexual harassment at Australian universities has found that LGBTI students face higher rates of sexual assault and harassment on campus than their cisgender and straight peers. The landmark data in the report was based on a survey completed by more than 30,000 students. The data found that 44% of students that identified as bi and 38% of students that identified as gay or lesbian were sexually harassed at university last year, compared to 23% of their straight identifying peers. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A trans athlete has won the right for inclusion in women's cycling. Kristen Worley reached a settlement with Cycling Canada, the Ontario Cycling Association and Union Cycliste Internationale in an attempt to make the sport more open to trans women. The three organisations have already taken steps towards inclusion online, posting their plans to embrace diversity and human rights. In the US, the National Football League has launched a new LGBTIQ employee group called NFL Pride. The organisation will officially launch on August 16 and will be used to support LGBTIQ employees and help advise NFL execs on managing diversity issues. The league says there were several employees who expressed interest in making the Pride group happen. Major League Baseball player Matt Joyce has received a two-game ban for directing a gay slur at a fan. A supporter allegedly yelled some obscene words at the Oakland A's outfielder during his match against the Los Angeles Angels, prompting him to use the homophobic slurs in retaliation. The A's and Joyce have apologised, expressing their regrets, and the club will donate $54,000 of Joyce's salary to PFLAG. And finally, AFL stars have called on politicians to deliver marriage equality by agreeing on a conscious vote in federal parliament. The players gathered in Melbourne last week to join forces with the Equality Campaign to support basic human rights. Bulldog Liam Pickens says he has a lot of gay friends and family and would like to see change sooner rather than later. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.